Hi, this is Mike with Rogue Media Network. As Texas opens back up, some of our shows have chosen to continue to record from remote locations. Some of our other shows have started recording in studio with very few people observing social distancing. Thanks for listening, and please be safe.
This spray paint?
Perfect.
The smell will
clog
choke us
all
out.
Of the pores.
Okay, I'm touching things.
Oh, my God.
But, so... Look, I bought this sangria because I said, you know what? I still want my red wine, but it's getting pretty hot out.
Yes. Give me that sanitizer.
Sanitizer? It's that stuff from work that'll melt your skin off.
Well, I'm putting it under
it's
my
good.
Pits.
Okay.
So it's better.
Have fun. That's going to burn.
It's fine. I haven't shaved them in like 4 days.
Dude, I never shave my pits. Well, first off, do you want to see my armpit hair right now?
Always. Holy shit,
Mike,
Caitlin.
You want to see? I look like your beard.
Look, here, you can see it in that camera.
Look.
We are disgusting, girls. Look, I'm like rubbing
Well, what
hand
am I supposed to do? My waxing
pit.
Lady's closed.
I don't know. You want me to wax them for you? Is the air on?
Yeah, Mike, it's real hot in here.
We're not improving my pit situation.
We have natural deodorant and hand sanitizer.
That's right.
So we're going to be real stinky when we come out of here. Real stinky babes. He sprayed Lysol. He says, there we go.
I turned the air on, but it will make a sound. So
that's okay. It'll
I mean,
sound,
how bad is it?
It can't be worse than our at-home recording.
That's right.
No, actually, you're absolutely correct about that.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good. So.
Perfect.
Look at that. I made a fact.
I have to burp, and it's a coffee burp.
Do it.
So.
I'll be quiet.
Well, it's working up, so you've got time.
Your excuse.
One, two, three, four.
I'm breathing in Lysol. Testes. One, two, three.
Genitals.
I touched my eyes.
Jinnies.
I should probably put this on. You didn't like put the hand sanitizer like nozzle onto your armpit, right?
Oh, God, no. I put it in my hand and then rubbed it.
I need to re-up my hand sanitizer supply.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I used
Starbucks.
It a lot. I'm getting like, have you ever had a ring rash?
I hate wearing rings.
Okay, well, so. I've become David Rose.
Love it.
And
stack the rings on. Your t-shirt's fitting for that.
That's right. And I like started getting like my skin was like irritated and like broken right here. So I switched rings because I was like, maybe it's because I have two rings on one finger. Like, I don't know.
Or you just could be allergic to it. Because I've had
but this
rashes.
Is 14 carat.
Oh, well then, yeah, I got no.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just friction.
I know. I don't know.
Is that a thing?
My mom thinks it might be like soap because I am like washing my hands a lot more, obviously.
Could be. And then
like
the residue
hand,
stuck
like my
or
hands
something.
Are super dry.
Are you
yeah.
keeping your rings on while you wash your hands?
Yeah, because I'm gross.
Well, I don't think that's gross. It seems more sanitary to me, honestly. But I know that can cause rings to like patina.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's a like chemical
patina
reaction that's
skin.
Happening in the ring that's making your skin hurt.
I can't wait to look
it
like
could
a patina,
patina.
Pop
You'd
figure.
Just be like, I'm blue. I have one of a pop figure
yeah.
that is patinaed.
Yeah.
It's my... It's the Queen of Hearts.
Ah, yes.
Because the only pop figures I have are all Alice in Wonderland related.
Yeah. Oh, I need to send you a picture of that Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus. Oh, right.
It's flocked.
That's so cute. That sounds cute. Mm-hmm. I've actually, for the first time in my life, have started packing up like prior
oh,
to the day
my hand
before.
It smells like pits. Go on.
You need more?
No, it's okay.
You sure?
No, I'm not okay. sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Go on.
I started packing up for the first time ever, like other than the day before. And so that you hear that ASMR. People
I think
us.
My face really makes it. Go on, you packed.
but I had to pack up all my dolls, you know, and all my weird haunted shit and little clowns and
I hope
naked
you put
babies.
It all in one box.
I did.
Smart.
And I wrote on the box of all my haunted shit, please do not stack
yeah.
because I ain't about to deal with some pissed off dolly ghost.
Have you ever watched a video on how to beatbox?
No. The only one I know is
okay, so I have.
I don't remember what that's from, but it's from something.
I told my sister once, I was like, I watched a video on how to beatbox. This was not like a quarantine activity.
This was just regular.
A regular, life. Yeah, exactly.
I see.
And like... One of the things that they say is like, born to be clever, too clever to be too posh, I think is what. It's really great. Do you want me to do it for you?
Yeah. Of course.
It's very embarrassing.
Why would we get into this conversation if you didn't?
I almost fell. While sitting.
Well,
so you just, you have to like work them all together. So. See? Why did I spend my time learning that? I am so embarrassed of my life right now.
Well, it actually sounded legit as compared to my.
Try it.
Nope.
Okay.
Not here. I'm going to need to go practice that on my own for a little bit. It also sounds a little bit like you're just going like and, emo, scream core, like.
And boots.
Boots.
Boots and pigs? I can't remember, but it's like. Yeah.
Boots,
it's really
and
embarrassing.
Pigs and boots and yep. pigs.
Yep. Yeah. I don't remember
I'll
what
the
other word was.
You beatbox for me and I'll rap.
You're just going to rap the words that I'm beatboxing?
Boots and pigs, pigs.
Born
boots,
to
pigs,
be clever.
Boots, boots, pigs. Pigs, 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 pigs.
That's a good plan.
That's our new outro.
And.
What's an excuse?
Welcome to What's Your Excuse?
What's your excuse? I think I got bit by chiggers. Chig chigs. You ever been bit by chiggers?
I think, do they bite or do they just embed in your skin?
I don't know.
Because that's what my
is,
understanding
they
is.
Suck.
My understanding
I've only had
is
it
that
once.
That's why there's a red dot is because it's actually embedded into your skin.
Well, I think there's one
use
on my
some,
tattoo here.
Do you have clear nail polish?
Yeah, that's what I did last time I got them. Because one time I did a photo shoot and we went out in some real, real tall grass. And we, the next day, I thought I was just covered in mosquito bites because it was like Texas summer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, these are itching like uncontrollably.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad. And I couldn't figure it out. And then, oops.
It's me.
Oh.
When I shake my leg, the other mics, I basically cause a hurricane.
I was also
earthquake.
Moving my hands like really
I
hardcore
cause an earthquake
on the
planet. By moving my legs.
Planet.
I'm like
I said
Uncle
table.
Phil in Fresh Prince. Go on. So, okay. Chiggers?
Yeah. So, it was just awful. And I was covered like probably like 40 on each leg, kind of covered, hurt so bad. And I was like,
pour a whole bottle of
yeah, pretty much is what I was doing. I was just using it as
I think
lotion.
Hairspray also.
Like hairspray, aerosol?
Yeah. Aerosol hairspray, clear nail polish, toothpaste. But toothpaste, be careful because if you've, toothpaste works for ant bites, I believe.
I also use it
but
on my
if
fits.
If you have scratched the ant bite too much and you've like broken the skin, it burns like a motherfucker. I'm going to mute my phone.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're new to the studio.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, we're back in studio, guys.
Back in the studio.
We are here.
Did we even say our names? No. Welcome to What's Your Excuse podcast. I'm Caitlin.
I am Megan.
And as you heard from our lovely little song, apparently we're just song artists today.
That's right.
We are in Rogue Media Network studio.
Boots and cats.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats. Cats. Oh, that makes more sense.
Boots and cats. Yeah, you're welcome.
Boots and cats. cats and boots.
So we're back in studio.
And we're being safe. We've Lysoled everything.
Clearly.
We're clean again.
That's right.
There's only two people inside this box. We are distant from one another.
That's right.
Mike is way out on the other side of the wall. We're very safe.
Yep. Always. Because, of course, we are.
Yeah. We're smeared. Only there, though.
That's what, you know, again, I know I joked about this stuff a lot, but it's because, you know, my parents had to leave for medical reasons.
Oh, yes.
And
how
go to
are
Colorado.
They came
They're
back
fine.
Fine.
They are. Good. Yes. They had to go to Colorado for medical reasons. And I realized my anxiety is not a fucking joke, as it turns out. I did not get to sleep until like 4 a.m. every day while I was waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would wake up at like 8 or wake up every hour and like just no good sleep. No good sleep because of my anxiety over my parents.
Yeah.
So speaking of parents,
You
have a follow-up for us on the creepy slumber party situation.
Oh, right. My mom, I called her, tried to FaceTime. Apparently my screen recording app doesn't record FaceTime sound. Mm-hmm. So.
We should have just called her today and Bluetoothed her in.
Yeah. Oh, I did say that there's a possibility we might call her back.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I don't remember what she said to that.
All right.
She's already been on the podcast before,
she
though,
has.
So I don't see why it matters.
She doesn't mind.
Yeah.
I decided.
Yeah. Mom, you don't mind.
That's right.
But she, whenever I started saying that, she was like, what? She was like, I think I vaguely do remember that. And then I was like, well, why did you let me go? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, thinking about it now, that is like really weird. And I was like, yeah, I never thought of it either. Like, and then whenever I said about the little like negligee.
Teddy.
Yeah. She said she got it from a from her fucking like bridal shower. It was like bachelorette lingerie. And I was like, Mom. But she said on me it was floor length and it didn't matter. And I was like, yeah, but. But I still had little babies. Like, I'm just a little baby.
Yeah.
Well, I was five.
I mean, like, I think all little girls, like, play in their moms. Like, little, you know.
I wonder if I packed it without her name.
I bet you did.
She did give it to me, though, because I loved it so much.
But did she give it to you at some point after that slumber party?
I don't remember.
See, that would be my guess.
Yeah. She was like, well, you've already worn it in front of your entire kindergarten class and kindergarten teacher.
Well, you've already made everyone doubt that I'm a good parent.
Yeah. They already think you're raising a little
harlot with your dirty pillow.
Yep. Oh man. R.I.P. But it was fun. She didn't.
Who died?
I don't know. My life.
Oh, okay.
What was it? Oh, then I mentioned. Did I talk about how I was headed in a dance recital? Have I ever told you?
You told me. Okay. Yes, but not here.
One time I was in. When I was in dance, so in kindergarten as well, I was dancing along up on stage. I remember getting all like pretty-fied, and my mom sent me the picture, I think.
Yeah, yep, because you sent them to me.
Did I? Yeah. Yep. I'll show you again just in case.
Oh, here, I can look at them on my phone.
Okay, yeah.
I've got one of those.
I also just want to see it because I need to be able to describe. Oh, yep, that's funny.
These are the ones you sent me.
Yep. That's me. That's me in the background. Look at that hair.
Wait, which one? Let me see.
I'm that one.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then in this picture, and this one I'm that.
Oh, my God. Great.
Ooh-wee.
Beautiful.
And then there's one that was out in front of our house. And then in this one, I'm the sad looking. Contemplating, oh, God, I have to go down and deal with my mother after this.
Yeah.
Because in the middle of our dance recital, mind you, my parents had paid money for me to go to dance class.
Right.
Learn how to tap and
shit. I don't
think
people realize how expensive those fucking classes are.
Yeah, now I realize. And now I realize, well, my mom, she was like, I don't know where that picture is that you're talking about. But in the middle of the recital, I like was like tapping along, ta 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 ta, and I looked off stage and I said, "Ooh, I wonder what's back there." So I said to the girl next to me, "I said, hey, come on." And so I yanked another kid off stage in the middle of our recital, and we went exploring backstage, and then we came back on for the last number. Like, ta-da! Don't die.
My diet coke just went up my nose.
Now you know what it felt like.
I'm really sorry. Through your
nose.
I was hoping that wouldn't get caught by the mic.
I heard it a little bit. Did. Low growl.
All right.
But afterwards, there is a photo of my mom. I'm guessing my father took this. Uh-huh. Of my mom, like, holding me by the arm with the rose that she had bought for me. In the other hand, like, suspended far away from me.
Oh, my
and she's
God.
Got me by the arm, and she's like, ah! She has this mad look on her face, and I'm just like, looking off away.
Oh,
and
my
she was
God.
Like, I don't know if I remember that photo. And I was like, well, I do. And I remember that moment.
Great.
And, And then I clearly remember my childhood sleepover.
Yeah.
And I remember forgetting how to spell the word CD when I was asking for the Leanne Rimes CD for Christmas, which was the first CD I ever owned.
What did you write?
CEEDEE. At least I realized how the words could be formed.
Yeah.
Which I feel like says more for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I remember sitting there for a while trying to write my letter to Santa going, how the fuck do you spell CD? But probably not saying the word fuck.
I spent a lot of my childhood going, how do you spell letters? And
like how to spell the letter A?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Me too. And like B.
I thought you meant letters. Like, I was like, you didn't figure out how to spell L-E-T-T-E-R?
No. Like how to spell the word, like the letters of the alphabet. And then going like, as I got older, I would just be like, who cares? You just use the letters.
Exactly. No, I did try that a lot, though, too.
Yeah.
I always was curious.
Yeah.
And apparently in kindergarten, I found out how C and D were spelled.
That's good. So. Well done. The problem is, I guess it's not really a problem. Actually, the only letter that I can think of that you can spell without using the actual letter is W.
W, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're welcome, guys. thoughts into my life. So, what are you thinking about?
I'm trying to spell all the letters in my head real fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
A lot of them that you can't spell without using the letter in them.
No. Yeah. Well, all of 25. Right? Is there 26 letters?
26?
Of the alphabet? Hey!
Are there 26 letters in the alphabet?
Mike, look it up.
Are there 26 letters? Yes, 26.
Okay, cool.
We're not stupid. I have a college degree.
I was like, I don't.
Oops.
Soy. Well, I did have actually something written down.
Yes. Tell us your drunken thoughts, Caitlin.
I put time hop bringing up awkward things.
Ooh. Yeah.
So what? I wonder, what I need to never know is if somebody sits there and actually organizes my time hop memories, because if an actual human being has access to these memories and saw what popped up in my time hop memory.
What was it? Go ahead and tell us.
Then they're probably scarred and probably have been passed around the whole time hop office. It was a video.
If it comforts you, I don't think it's a human that does it. Okay, I think it's just like a
because
algorithm.
I was like scrolling through and it was like 1 year ago and it was just a sex video.
Excuse me? Where did you share it for it to pop
I didn't.
Up?
It pulled it from my photos.
Ah!
On my camera.
Oh no.
It had
Caitlin.
Access to that. I don't even have it on this phone
with
anymore.
Who?
Well, I'm not gonna say that on here. I'll tell you later. I don't, hold on. What are you saying? Text it to me.
Okay, deal.
Write it on this piece of paper.
Deal, great.
There we go.
Yes, I'm glad we've come to this.
Oh, we didn't start the timer.
Oh,
we'll
no.
We'll start it and know when we get to 30. Probably it's been 50. Oh, God. If this quarantine doesn't end soon, I have to figure out how to stop.
This pen does not write well. But you can figure out what I'm writing.
Oh,
here.
No.
Oh, thank
that
God.
That never lasted long enough.
Well, now everyone knows what I'm talking about.
LOL.
So,
I'll write who it was, though.
So, here's,
I was so embarrassed. I was sitting there, like, work on my break, and all of a sudden, it starts, like, playing, and I was like, I was in a public place thinking I'm just in a safe space going through my time hop memories, and all of a sudden, there's a video of me getting railed.
Why is this still on your phone?
It's not. It is not on this phone.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it pulled it. I think it had, like, logged it from a previous, or it has
it's
access
on your
to
cloud.
My,
oh. It's on your cloud,
can
Caitlin.
iTunes? I don't know how to get into my cloud. I don't know the password.
I don't know. Mike's going to have to help
can
you with that.
Can iTunes people get into my cloud? He doesn't even have his ears on.
He's not even listening to us.
He doesn't even like us.
Oh, my God.
Mike, we're telling you about funny sex stories. Gosh, you just missed it, Mike.
That's right.
Do humans have access to time hop other than myself? Or does, okay, so
there's
a computer
not an office that organizes
does
them.
Does it? Because in case you just missed what happened, one time I had a personal sex video pop up in my time hop. So that was awful.
And Mike's face.
He's like, well,
he's
that
traumatized.
Makes sense.
His face is so flat right now.
But it's like, not on this phone, and it hasn't, like, I've had this phone longer than that video was.
Does time hop have
cloud.
Access to the cloud?
And do people have access to my cloud? Oh, God.
Ooh.
Like anyone or just like,
yeesh.
I'm guessing. No.
Here's what we need to happen, though.
Stop making nudes.
Here's the thing. We just advertise this and then our podcast gets super big.
Because of my sex
noodles.
Video.
Yeah. I almost said because your noodles.
A good Kim Kardashian story.
That's right.
Here we go.
Ideally. You writing down a goal, a game plan here?
Well, I'm writing down a descriptor from.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Recuerdame.
Data.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, wait, it's not that. It's
so
this.
Here, I remember.
We gotta scribble that out.
I know.
Next person comes in here and is like, what does this mean?
But 40? So the worst thing about my like time hop, I guess, is just like the Facebook one where it says like, I realize I shared a lot of like song lyrics.
Oh,
like
my God.
Fucking
all of
idiot.
My, literally my time hop today was like at least three. And I was sitting there thinking, I was like, I must have had the same PR person as Trump, a non-existent one. Because
like,
who
I
the
sucked.
Fuck gave me access to write?
That's what I'm like, who gave me internet? 9 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. 4 years ago, I posted this photo.
Great.
5 years ago, this is my feet.
Great.
But then here we go. 8 years ago, this picture of a random tree. Yes, you do. 9 years ago, this morning, I woke up with an overwhelming fear of love, and I'm not sure that I can resurrect you. Those are lyrics from Barcelona, a band. And then, I don't know what that one means. And then 9 years ago, I quoted Northern Downpour from Panic at the Disco.
Great.
That long. It's not just a line. It's a whole verse.
Wonderful.
And so then today, naturally, I re-listened to All of Pretty Odd about twice.
You know, I don't know what was on my memories. You see that I am
in the
3 years
club?
That's great.
1,197 days in a row, I've been a slave to this app.
There we go. Oh, wait.
Mine are so bad sometimes.
This was, okay. So on Facebook, I shared a Married with Sea Monsters saying, I thought this was a cute picture, apparently, to share. And just say, new sunglasses. Great. I shared a joke that Mike Rowe posted. I don't know.
Who knows?
I did write a letter or a note to my communications 2330 class 8 years ago.
Aww.
It says, I get it. You want me to be in class. However, the attendance policy for your class has made it impossible for me to bank a B in the class, even if I made a 100 on the final. Cool. Sincerely, my mom is going to be pissed.
Yep. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I also posted, what the hell? My Mac has made it to where my Safari icon isn't on my dock. What do I do?
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do either.
No one helped me, really.
People were so
I shared a Paramore. I shared a Paramore lyric, yeah.
Which one?
It was from The Only Exception.
Oh, love. Yep. Listen to that 3 days ago when I was really angsty driving home.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I posted about the show Flapjack.
Yeah, I love Flapjack. Love that show. So good. Classic.
Yeah, and then a lot of posts about ask me questions on Form Spring because I'm desperate for your attention.
Love it. So. One of mine was, why do my strawberries have a Facebook account? What the fuck does that mean? And it had one of those weird, like, you know, tiny circle underscore big circle eyes.
Yeah, Graves' disease.
That's what I imagined.
I also like finding people that I have since blocked from my life where they comment and I'm like, what happened? Yeah. So that's
cool. Yikes.
Yeah, time hop is, it's time really not really uplifting. Just, no. It's really just like, here's how shitty you were. Lights just flickered.
Or it reminds me that I was in Hawaii or London and Scotland and Ireland like way years ago. And I'm like, why am I not still there?
Yeah.
Well, instead I'm here stuck in a fucking virus.
That's right. Well, I mean, in your defense, they're also stuck in a virus if it makes you feel better.
True, but that's at least they got prettier stuff to look at.
That's true.
I got flat.
We should take a road trip. Just drive one day.
Okay, I have a Prius now.
Well, but I have to drive because I can't be a passenger.
Okay, you drive my Prius. Your car has more room.
That's true.
My car, don't want to sit. It, regardless, whoever goes on a road trip with me has to be two people because there's no room in the backseat.
Yeah, no. So. Nope.
What's the one thing people always say they wish they still had after a disaster or fire? Photographs. Revision Photo Restoration is dedicated to helping preserve and restore your memories. Take advantage of this extra time you have at home to go through those old boxes of photos. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the process, follow them on Pinterest for organizational tips and tricks for old photos. They have on-site fire and weatherproof storage facilities to ensure the safety of your images, so you don't have to ship off all your memories to a larger company. Revision can handle everything from slides and negatives to film and prints. Revision Photo Restoration is local to Waco and located at 2001 Franklin Avenue. Call 254-297-9754 for an appointment or instructions on how to send in files digitally. Revision Photo Restoration. Check them out on Instagram at Revision Photo.
But so here's what else I'd like to know. Did you discover any new talents in quarantine?
No.
Did you do anything exciting?
No.
No.
I've remembered that I can read decently fast when I put my mind to it.
That's good.
I'm in the middle of Prisoner of Azkaban now. I did read all of Chamber of Secrets in about a day.
Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I still kind of have it. Nice. But then now I don't have as much time that stuff is reopening to read. So Prisoner of Azkaban. And then I didn't read for like a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a little behind. But I did read a lot today. So
well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's real good. I tried a lot of things.
Yeah.
I tried the nail thing. Yeah, didn't work.
Did. It didn't? Oh.
Well, I mean, they just popped off really easily.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this isn't worth it. I started cooking more. Tried to color my own hair. We already know how that went.
It looks good now.
Well, it's here. It's still on my head, and that's what's important.
I like.
So what else did I do? I was going to tell you something else. I don't remember. It's gone now.
If you remember, interject.
Yeah, I will. I always do.
I mean, I don't think I did anything like exciting. I just worked and then packed a lot.
Well, at least you've got your packing done.
Yeah, some. Well, a decent amount. I have been rather distracted this week.
I gotta quit.
What is it? Oh yeah, I was gonna. That was why I called you that one day, and then I couldn't remember why I called you. I wanted to ask how you liked it. Are the bristles soft?
I just got it on Friday. Yes, they are soft.
Because I think that really my bristles like on it. My brush are too hard. And my gums are bleeding a lot.
Yeah, see,
gingivitis.
Like, my gums bleed all the time, but ever since I started using it, they like are not bleeding, and I think it's because I'm actually brushing correctly now. Because it's got that timer. This is not a paid ad, by the way. But if you wanted to, go for it.
There you go, Quinn.
So it's got that pulsating thing. So it tells has a timer. Yes.
It's like beep, beep, left side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it just right and left? Like you slide down
quadrants.
The middle?
Yeah, it's so quadrants. Side, so like top front. Right, top left, or bottom right. I'm pointing to my left. But top right, top left, top right, top left, bottom right, bottom left.
And no fronts, though?
No, but like if you go in quadrants, you're just splitting it down the middle.
Yeah.
And you just
so I do split.
Call this, yeah, you just call this quadrant upper
these two
right,
are kind of overlapped, you see?
Mine too.
What do I qualify that as?
You know, I'm not sure. As not a dentist, I couldn't answer that question.
That's fair.
I mean, you don't have to. You can brush longer.
Oh,
that's good. Another option. It doesn't electrocute you.
Does it give me an option to brush my tongue? I brush my tongue.
There's a tongue scraper on the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always
and it comes with a wall mount that is a cover.
Ooh, good.
Uh-huh.
I cover mine because in my current house, there's lots of those water bugs that get in. And at one time, found one on my toothbrush, so I immediately threw it away, bought a new one, and bought a toothbrush cover. Oof. So,
but
that's
safe. It's wonderful. I really like it. It did take a long time to get to me.
Yeah.
But
I was wondering because I was like, oh, you still don't have it. Because then I remembered, like, in the middle of Starbucks one day, and I told Ryan, I was like, oh, that's right. I was going to ask her about the Quip. And he was like, oh, yeah, she doesn't have it yet. But her, like, whole family does, and they like it.
Yeah. She has one. She loves it. Aww. I'm sorry. My niece.
Yes.
Blur out her name.
Dog.
So, Ryan told me, so.
I just found out I can not really do that.
So, you know how, so last night Ryan was
today's
like,
just a
I did, yeah,
bad sound.
Weird, yeah.
How many weird sounds can we put into this mic?
So like Ryan always thinks that he's telling you new things about me, like the impression, like the nibbler, like the character things. And then
I was like, I already knew this. And then you texted me and I was like, I already knew this.
Yeah, no. And then he told me about him talking to you about my Randy Newman impression.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I actually did know that one though.
Yeah, it's good.
Are we going to do it now or later?
Oh, we'll do it later. Okay. And Shakira.
My Shakira is actually pretty okay, too.
Yeah. Shakira's very easy. It's very much
you
just
got to swallow your throat.
It's very goaty.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
You know. One time I was driving in the car with Toro, and I was hips on like him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like singing it. And at one point he just looks over at me and he's like, just staring. And I was like, what? And he's like, why are you so good at that?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yep.
Years of wanting to be Shakira when I was a kid.
Well, Ryan was like, I told her how much you like doing like Shakira impressions and Randy Newman. And I was like, here's what you should have told her. Megan just likes doing impressions of anybody.
Anything.
All the time.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Walking outside impression.
Yeah. I literally impersonate farts all the time. You know.
Well, I was trying to get into my elbow, but... No, that's just a blowout.
Your best idea is to just go
to do
double
one.
Hands. Well, I guess it's not your best idea.
My mouth
use
doesn't
your
work.
There you go. I spit all over my face. So I hope you Lysol
in?
Before the next people come to record.
Yeah, for real. Speaking of which, other people on this podcast, we crashed the Bluesville.
That's
I
right.
Blues Brothers.
We crashed into the Blues Brothers.
We crashed into them. But no, we crashed their podcast.
Yep.
It was fun.
And one day they'll be guests when they're not asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we tried to make that happen.
We did.
Those of you that don't, it was supposed to be their thing.
No, it was ours.
It was ours. I thought we were their guests.
No, they were going to be
And ours. I was like, wow, really? They really fucking dropped the ball on this one. But yeah, that was fun. Good time.
It was.
So I feel like we have good rapport with them.
Once the major restrictions are lifted, I think we'll be able to have them.
Yeah, we can be 2 feet studio. To each other.
Yeah. It'll be
or
good.
We could wear hazmat suits.
That's an option. Mike, would the network be willing to pay for hazmat suits?
Yeah, he said, okay,
good. Great. Perfect.
It'll be made out of paper towel rolls and duct tape, but it'll work.
Hmm.
He's writing it down. Hazmat suits.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
He's not writing it down.
Oh, okay. Great. Perfect. Awesome.
Sangria is pretty okay. Do you like how big this bottle is?
That bottle is huge. It's the Carlo Rossi of sangrias.
Cruz Garcia. Real sangria. But so, what is that A? What is that? How would I pronounce it?
Real.
Real. Mm-hmm. Sangria. Mm-hmm. Ooh, wait. Talk?
Hello?
Okay, I thought you went away.
Oh, thank God. So
we did have lists.
Yeah. Do we want to go over at least like three each?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. So this is, so the reason I found this list is because I'm very into any kind of celebrity drama. Any amount of it. Ever.
Yeah, we'll never see what we're talking about.
I think it's very fun. I like to observe it from afar. It's great. So.
When did you send this to me? There it is.
There you go.
Which one are we doing first? The Planet Dolan or 22 Words?
Oh, 22 Words is the one I'm on.
Okay. 22words.com.
So what I would like to find out, do we want to go? I know what I want to start on.
Okay.
So
I have not read this list at all.
Great. So the first one we're going to talk about is Susan Sarandon versus Deborah Messing.
Okay, I'm going to let you tell it to me.
It's a battle of the redheads, basically.
Okay, I want to look at the pictures. One time someone told me it looked like Deborah Messing. I didn't see it.
So it was when Susan Sarandon said that she would not vote for Hillary Clinton and basically that she would vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton. And Deborah Messing got involved and expressed questions as to whether Sarandon would share her same sentiment should she be poor, gay, Muslim, or an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, like, it's a real, like, privilege to be able to say, I'm not going to vote for this person because if they lose, it doesn't affect me really.
Yeah.
And Sarandon did say she would not be voting for Donald Trump. They went back and forth on Twitter. And at the end, Messing ended up calling Sarandon's principles sanctimonious. I gotta say, I am team Deborah Messing on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, like, yeah, not voting, it tends to be that's a real privilege to not be afraid of someone else winning.
Yeah.
So I'm team Messing.
100%.
Yeah.
I really love Bernie, like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. I love Bernie as much as the next guy. I voted for him. Like, I love him. However, at the end of the day, I wasn't going to waste my vote or not vote.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come on now. It was too scary for me not to.
Same deal with, is Bernie still even on the ballot? He was for a while after he even announced, like, that he was leaving the campaign. But, it sounded like you went away again. I don't know.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. This is Corey.
And Bryson.
Signing off. But before we do, we're saying... Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us by... Hey everyone, thanks for listening to VHS Trackers. You can follow us at roguemedianetwork.com. Signing off, this is Corey.
And Bryson.
Saying have a totally rad day. Late.
I'm crazy. Hold on. It's telling me that it's bad. Viruses detected on my iPhone.
Oh, no. Here. Just use my phone.
Okay. Well, I was going to do this one anyways.
Okay, great.
Because this one's fun.
Yeah.
And I actually have real life experience with it. So, as we all know, Maybe we don't.
Let's get serious, guys.
But T Swift. Mm-hmm. T Swifty.
Tay Tay.
T Dizzle. I was trying to think of another one.
All right.
Taylor Swift. She always has like her weird posse.
Uh-huh.
Or like super.
The girl
I feel
gang.
Like she has to be like almost a cult leader.
Yeah.
Because the amount of people that just like flock to her.
Yeah.
And that are in her weird like inner ring and know all these things. And then they like all hate one another after that. It's insane.
It really is.
But I don't know. Anyways, at one point she had a very, very big falling out with Katy Perry when several, not even just one. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, they're really like going at it for one person. Several of T-Swifty's backup dancers unexpectedly quit and were suddenly booked to perform on Katy Perry's tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine T-Swifty also being like, bridezilla.
Yeah.
She's like tyrant.
Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know. Katy Perry also went like low-key crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Absolutely.
But so apparently all of that shit led to her writing Bad Blood, which she did say, I think that she said that she did write it about her in an interview with Rolling Stone. And I remember Hayley Williams was in that video and I was a little confused. Mm-hmm. But then I also remember this one time I saw a video on a live performance of Taylor Swift's where she covered That's What You Get.
Oh.
And I'm like, and then Hayley Williams came out at the end and I was like, girl, like, sure you can write little catchy tunes and stuff, but you have nothing on the like sheer power and talent of Hayley Williams' voice and her lyricism.
Right.
Just like, y'all are in completely two different playing fields.
Yeah.
If you were smart, you would have never brought her up on stage because she totally eclipsed you in that moment.
Absolutely.
The whole end of it, no one's watching you. Mm-hmm. No one's watching you at all because you have zero stage presence. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, she really just looks like a weird, awkward stick.
Yeah.
And
she looks like a meerkat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, I have nothing against her. And like, I honestly do. Like, some of her songs are bops and I'll jam along.
Absolutely.
But like, just on a, well, I feel like just kind of a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Hayley Williams is more talented.
Okay.
In my professional opinion.
Sure.
But anyways, T-Swifty claims that Perry basically tried to sabotage an entire arena tour of hers by hiring her crew out from under her.
Right.
And it's low-key, it kind of does seem like that.
Yeah.
And
they were friends whenever she did that.
Yeah, they were friends.
Okay.
And in return, Katy accused Swift of, quote unquote, trying to assassinate her character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after several years and a few songs, the pop war finally came to a close when Perry literally sent an olive branch to Swift with a note calling a truce and formally apologizing for her part in the mess. And Taylor posted a picture of the note and olive branch on Instagram with the caption, "Thank you, Katy," along with a heart emoji. And this says, "We're not sure exactly who is right and who is wrong in this hot mess of a drama, but points to Perry for a classy gesture. And same to Swift for knowing when it's time to let go of bad blood and just move on." But did she, like, she posted a picture. Like, that really is just, like, being like, oh, it's good on my end. But she could still harbor all that bad blood.
It's posting a picture to be like, look, she knows she was wrong. That's why she sent this to me.
And then she's still going to continue to perform that song. Like,
If
they were truly friends, I would be, like, kind of. Like, if I wrote a song about you and then continued to still play it after we reconciled, you'd be a little mad, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like, I would be pissed.
Absolutely.
That would piss me the fuck off.
Yes, absolutely. So, whose team are you here on this?
I feel like I'm team Katy just because I like Katy Perry more.
Well,
except for when she went crazy.
And to me,
she did like Miley Cyrus, but like without class, which is surprising.
To me, it's kind of like you can't blame her because your dancers left.
Yeah. Maybe Katie's nicer to work for, and maybe she paid them more money.
I will say this. Maybe Katy should have reached out and said, hey, I'm hiring these people because they're coming to me. They're great dancers. I mean, she can't say no to them because if they're talented, what is she supposed to do? Turn them away for, I mean, on the other hand, that's Taylor Swift saying no hire less talented people in the name of me.
Yeah.
So
then it's like,
Team Katy.
Yeah, Team Katy. All the way. Team Katy. Fun fact, I've seen Katy Perry live on Warped Tour back in 2008, I believe, right after I Kissed a Girl came out.
Yeah.
She performed on there, and I saw her, and I was like, fun. And then I walked off and went and watched 303.
Yeah. So this one is...
I found the funniest TikTok the other day.
Oh, God.
It was like, it was something about... It was trying to recreate that song, you know, their famous song that like,
don't trust a hoe or don't trust me.
He's got beef.
I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him.
Yeah. But it was like, it said something of like, if you're dyslexic and you're trying to read this song, and it was like, tell your beef, Issy says he's got a boyfriend or something. It was so dumb. But I like sat there crying in bed for like 2 minutes. It was like, this is the funniest shit.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I'll never find that and never share it with anyone. It's fine.
So this is Neil Patrick Harris versus James Woods.
Let me see James Woods' face. I don't know.
He
looks like an off-brand Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Or what's accurate. That guy from The Good Place? Is that
Danson?
Okay. I was like,
no, that's not him. So it says
it's not white hair.
Yeah. In reference to an image of an 8-year-old boy with his family at Pride, James Woods tweeted a response that is as inappropriate as it is offensive. The actor wrote, "This is sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of you dismembered into a freezer in the garage."
What the fuck?
I don't know. What did Neil? I mean, I don't even know what. Oh, I guess just taking them to Pride, maybe? Is that what James Woods is offended at?
I think so. That's like not get. But I'm sorry, raising your kid with tolerance and love.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no.
It's not like forcing your kid to go to church every day and then disowning them if they refuse to follow that religion.
Yeah.
Like,
so, Neil
then,
Patrick
Harris, then you're not giving your kid a choice. But like,
absolutely.
That is giving them the ultimate choice.
Yes.
To be whoever the fuck they want to be.
So Neil Patrick Harris came back at James Woods and said, "Utterly ignorant and classless." And then he added, "I am friends with this family. You know not of what you speak and should be ashamed of yourself."
Good. That was classy response.
I don't think there's really a question on whose side we're on. I mean, you're calling an 8-year-old. You're saying that an 8-year-old realizes that you took him to a Pride parade, he's going to turn into a murderer.
Yeah, no.
You sound insane.
And because you are.
Yeah, you are a crazy person.
That's so fucking dumb. Oh, my God. Okay.
That one's a big one.
This one is?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know it. So
oh, man.
Let's give my unbiased opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Is this from them on Sex in the City?
Yep.
Okay, I do know about this.
Yep.
But I never actually watched Sex in the City.
I did.
So I don't. All I know is that Sarah Jessica Parker has a horse face.
Do you think that's part of the storyline?
I think
you
so.
Said it like that's all you know about the
it's
show.
It's actually BoJack Horseman. Real, like, live action, set back in time.
She counts a lot with her feet.
Oh, God, I was going to burp, but then that happened.
Okay.
This says, "We hate to burst your bubble, but rumors regarding Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall's strained relationship proved true when, upon the passing of her brother, Cattrall wrote this brutal call out on Instagram." Cow out? What's wrong with me? "My mom asked me today, when will that at Sarah Jessica..." Fuck me. That's too many words together.
At Sarah Jessica Parker.
"When will that hypocrite leave you alone?"
Oh, shit.
Because I think, didn't Sarah Jessica Parker write she posted something like, because they used to be very close. And then she posted something like trying to be like nice.
Oh.
And
I guess I didn't see that part of that feud.
I feel like I have seen that. "Your continuous reaching out is a painful reminder of how cruel you really were then and now. Let me make this very clear if I haven't already. You are not my family. You're not my friend. So I'm writing to tell you one last time to stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your nice girl persona." Yeah, because I think that was the first time that she ever mentioned anything to them. Sarah Jessica Parker tweeted or something her condolences.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted that.
Now, this was also around the time that Kim Cattrall, if you don't know, a lot of the drama started because Kim Cattrall wanted to be paid as much as Sarah Jessica Parker for Sex in the City, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kim Cattrall is a supporting role.
Okay, yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker
is
the main.
She's Carrie.
Come on, she's Carrie Bradshaw.
And I have never even watched the show.
Yeah.
But I know that.
Yeah. But Kim Cattrall felt like Samantha was as important as Carrie. Mm. So that's where the drama started.
And then... what? So she was upset that Sarah Jessica Parker didn't take her side, essentially?
I guess so.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, but that's just, okay. That, I don't know, maybe, and I feel like maybe Sarah Jessica Parker was legitimately sorry. Yeah. She cared.
You cannot be friends with someone and still feel bad for them losing a sibling.
I will say she could have, unless she was blocked completely on everything. But I was like, yeah, she should have messaged her personally.
Yeah.
And maybe that would have gone over a little bit better. And then Jessica Cottrell or whatever her name is.
Kim.
I combine them. Maybe she wouldn't have felt the need to respond so publicly as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like she probably did have genuine remorse, knowing, because she probably knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, knew her family. And, I'm sure she still cares. I don't know. She could be a complete, stone cold
bitch. I mean, I don't know her. But I don't know. I don't know that anyone's really right in that one.
No.
Because Sarah Jessica Parker, I would reach out some privately.
Wrong done on both sides.
Right.
Look Precisely. At us. We're God.
That's right.
We're calling the judgment calls here.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God, we're a
Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places. There.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm
singing now mean nothing more than me. So this is Lady Gaga versus Kelly Osbourne.
Lady Gaga. I didn't know they had a feud.
Me neither. So Lady Gaga wrote an open letter to Kelly Osbourne accusing her of being a bully. Osbourne seemed more than a little confused when Gaga seemingly attempted to make peace by sending her a birthday cake. Osbourne tweeted, "Not to be ungrateful, but why would you send me a birthday cake via my mother in a country half the world away? Hashtag eat my shit." Not to be ungrateful.
But eat my shit.
So no one really knows why she sent her anything, but not to be ungrateful. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that's really a feud. It's kind of just just eat the cake and get over it.
Yeah. Also, I mean,
maybe she's trying to reach out.
Why did Kelly Osbourne do? Why did Lady Gaga?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I wish it elaborated more.
Links.
Yeah. So we'll find it one day.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Okay. Great.
We probably won't ever.
So ooh, this is our last one. Huh. J-Law. Eat my shit.
Not J-Lo. J-Law. Jennifer Lawrence.
Right.
Versus Chloe Sevigny. How do you say her name?
Sevigny. Yeah.
She's an American Horror Story.
Uh-huh.
I know that.
And she was in Boys Don't Cry.
And she was in Zodiac.
Yeah.
I started thinking of every other serial killer's name before Zodiac. And then I was like, I did think that was interesting how in American Horror Story Cult, the Zodiac killer ended up being they said that they bring Zodiac in a lot because he was in a hotel. But then in Cult, the Zodiac killer was actually more than one people. And it was all those the women's rights ones that shot Andy Warhol and called men turds.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's interesting. But why would they let the men live and the women die? So that's because in a lot of the cases, the men survived and the women lived. And that seems like a bit of a flaw slip up there, unless they're trying to make the men suffer by losing their loved one, but also then they're killing their own sex. There's just a lot of things wrong with that. Anyways.
So it turns out Ryan Murphy did not solve the mystery of who Zodiac is.
Yeah. You're wrong.
As it turns out, that is a work of fiction.
This says, "Well, it seems to be general consensus that actress Jennifer Lawrence is likable, according to fellow actress Chloe Sevigny." Chloe S.
Yeah,
She's really not Chloe. Yeah. Well, I could see that. She seems like she's funny, but she also seems like she'd be a little bit
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we can't really talk, but.
Yeah. No. I mean, I know I'm a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not a liar.
It's fine. We're fine. But it says, in an interview with V Magazine, Chloe explains that while she loves fellow actress Angelina Jolie and Emma Stone, she is not, I repeat, not a fan of J-Law. What movie was this in?
Yeesh. What?
Angelina Jolie and Emma Stone, she loves... Okay. Oh, she's just talking
yeah.
fellow actresses.
Yeah.
but she says she finds her annoying, too crass.
Okay.
She said, way to tell it like it is. And while Chloe is certainly entitled to her opinion, one might find, why does it not tell us how J-Law responded?
Yeah, I don't know.
She don't give a fuck.
That's it's not really a feud. It's just, you're just rude.
Maybe
I'm not rude, dumb. But like.
Ooh, but here's one with Gwyneth Paltrow and Martha Stewart.
Okay.
You want to read?
Sure. We'll make this our last one.
Yeah. That one, it says Gwyneth responded.
So.
Gwyneth.
It all started long ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Martha Stewart was asked her opinion on Gwyneth Paltrow's attempt to break into the lifestyle industry with her Goop launch. She seemed less than impressed and seemed to question the authenticity of Paltrow's professional pursuits. But she wasn't done slamming the star. She went on later to say that Gwyneth just needs to be quiet. She's a movie star. If she were confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart.
She said that herself?
Yeah. Gwyneth responded by suggesting she was utterly unfazed by Stewart's comments. But if anything, she was flattered that Martha viewed her as a competition.
Hey, yeah.
I feel like
Gwyneth Paltrow is kind of silly.
Yeah.
She's also, wasn't she married to that Coldplay guy?
Yeah, Chris Coldplay's Martin. They had too, a conscious uncoupling.
Oh.
That's right.
Weird.
So, I'm kind of team Martha.
That's an unpopular opinion. And like, I'm not a fan of Coldplay.
That's fine, buddy.
Really at all.
You like what you like.
Yeah. And most people, whenever they hear that, they're like, what? Are you dumb? And I'm like,
no.
It doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy.
But, I'm team Martha on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kinda funny. Like, well, and also, like, have you guys been on Goop?
What's Goop?
That's the website, her lifestyle website.
I've never even heard
and
of it.
And they sell
is
things.
Is it still a thing?
Yeah.
Let me, like, Google it right
she
now.
She sells things like Kegel eggs.
What?
But they're, like, $400.
Who the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Goop.
And, like, she talked on Goop about, like, steaming her vagina.
That seems like you get
to
burnt.
To cleanse it. Yeah.
Glow bursting serum. Oh, Le Wand Petit. Is that a vibrator? I think it was.
I don't know. Yeah, looks like it.
Looks like a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Wellness shot, strawberries. Cellular protection cream. So, okay. LV trainer. Oh, is that it?
No. Hang
What's
on.
What's that for?
I'll find it. I don't know. I promise you that.
Daily symbiotic. What are they putting in you? Parasites? G3 Prio.
Here.
G3 Pro. $600.
It's a jade egg. Oh, it's not $400.
Oh, romantic vibrator.
It's a jade egg.
Doesn't even have anything to...
What website are you on? Because that's a lot of sex toys.
Goop.
Oh, okay. Shop.goop.com? Yeah, yeah.
Goop.com.
It was a jade egg that is a Kegel exercise. And it was like $66 for this little tiny jade egg.
The meal's Gwyneth is cooking right now.
Look at that.
And you shove it in your vagina?
Yeah, and you try to hold it in there. Strengthens your Kegels.
Breakfast tea recipes.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't even afford to get her breakfast all on one line.
Yeah. Idiot. So that's, Gwyneth Paltrow, I find to be pretentious and irritating.
Vegetarian recipes. Ooh.
Yeah, their mobile app is not great, or mobile website. So I think, is
She's
that it?
She's got a whole pink pan set for $300.
Uh-huh.
Or you can buy just one pan for $115.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's insane. It's
cooking
asinine.
Videos. Who's this cooking? Gwyneth learns how to make the best sourdough pizza. Well,
look, this on a Mother's Day. Her link, Goop Mother's Day gift guide, a Chanel multi-tweed 10-inch bag.
Who the fuck
$4,750.
Oh, yes,
love
Gwyneth.
You, Mom. Not going to happen.
I wouldn't even buy anything for myself.
Pink Sphere drink set. It's like little balls that go in your drink. $70.
Hey.
Hi. So
he says we only have 4 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's leave.
That's all he said. He said we're wrong. Wellness.
We're wrong about what?
I don't know.
Paltrow.
He really loves Gwyneth.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
Oh, I was like, that's really upsetting. She is irritating.
Yeah, she is.
Fuck.
She is a little bit.
So that's it.
That's all we got for today.
We're going to leave the studio for who knows how long.
RIP, hopefully just like a week.
That's right.
So
stay safe.
Nothing else happens. Yes,
stay home.
Stay safe. And please, for the love of God, stay home.
Stay
wear
the
your
fuck
fucking
home.
Mask.
Wear a mask.
God.
Wash your hands because they're filthy as fuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You probably have fecal matter on them somehow.
Yeah, get under your nails.
Yes.
Dummies. I have a toothbrush dedicated to scrubbing under my nails in my shower.
I have a toothbrush dedicated to scrubbing my asshole. That's not true. Okay. No. That's just a joke.
That sounds like something that maybe I would do.
But not you, Megan. Yeah. No, I don't have a toothbrush for my asshole.
Well, maybe we all need to start.
That's right.
We'll solve this one toothbrush at a time.
One brushed asshole at a time, day by day.
No more bleach. We're going for the brush.
I'm going to buy a second quip.
Them soft bristles will be real nice the Tinder booty. That the butthole doesn't actually have any, the hair follicles themselves don't have any pain receptors or nerves endings. Because so much strain happens down there. So whenever you get waxed on your butthole, all you feel is the heat. You just, So that was a fun experience for me. First time I got a Brazilian, I was like, whoa. But the wax was like a little burn in my butthole.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt when it ripped out. So that was, it was pleasant. Like, I don't mind doing the butt strip because I'm always like, whew, a break.
All right. Well, follow us on Instagram.
Yep. Strip, name of this episode.
God.
Let's just continue our butt themed episodes.
What's Your Excuse Podcast? No spaces, no apostrophe.
That's right. But on Facebook, we are What's Your Excuse Podcast with a space and apostrophes.
Well, more than one space.
Several spaces.
Right.
Because
we're not animals.
That's right. Not animals.
That's right.
And then you can email us.
Yeah. What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com.
Send us your butthole stories.
Please don't send us your butthole stories. But send us your time hop memories.
Do you have sex videos on send your time
feuds.
Hop?
Send me your feuds. I want to know your drama because who doesn't like watching drama from afar?
I like to observe. Yeah. Fun. No, Mike, we're not done.
I know you're not done, but I want you to mention the fact that you have t-shirts for sale as well.
We have t-shirts!
T-shirts!
Go to Threadless and search for What's Your Excuse.
Do we have that link?
Go to threadless.com and in the search bar, put What's Your Excuse.
That's I assume there are spaces. threadlist.com. I don't know. Threadless. List, not list. No T.
Threadless. Threadless. It's because it's screen printed and not embroidered.
Ah, list.
So threadless. I know. Not list.
Not list. That's what I thought. Sorry, apparently I can't hear.
So threadless.com. threadless.com, search for What's Your Excuse. We have t-shirts on there.
Yeah, t-shirts. Woohoo! Support us.
Buy
our shit.
Buy our shit.
And so that way you support us, but also Rogue Media Network.
That's right.
Which, if you're wondering why our sound quality has skyrocketed again, it's because we are in the studio.
That's right, also.
Yay for them. And us. And y'all's ears.
Mainly us.
Yeah. Woohoo! We're famous again!
Alrighty.
Love it. That's all, folks.
Great, because I've had to pee for 45 minutes.
I'll come with my sangria.
Great.
Okay, bye!
Bye!
What's your excuse?
Boots and pigs, pigs, boots, pigs, boots, boots, pigs, 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 pigs.
I have a toothbrush dedicated to scrubbing my asshole. Boots and cats.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats. Oh, that makes more sense.
Boots and cats. Yeah, you're welcome.
Boots and cat.
You know.
This has been Rogue Media Network Podcast.